Israel's release of 477 Palestinian prisoners brought celebrations in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. More are to be freed in 2 months. Hamas, which controls Gaza, said it made sure prisoners from other Palestinian groups were included. This has raised hopes of reconciliation with its rival Fatah, which controls the West Bank. Some believe the release has weakened support for Palestinian Authority head Mahmoud Abbas because of the lack of progress in peace talks with Israel and what they see as a futile push to gain state membership in the United Nations. Gaza-based analyst Mahmoud Ajrami says historically, Palestinians held by Israel have been freed only through such exchanges, and the success of this release will lead to attempts to repeat it.
The Palestinian resistance movement will arrest more Israeli soldiers to release our brothers and sisters, you know, in the Israeli jails.
Israel freed the Palestinians in exchange for Gilad Shalit, a soldier captured by Palestinian militants 5 years ago during a clash inside Israel. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as he welcomed Shalit home, promised a stiff response to any acts of violence.
We will continue to fight terrorism, and any released terrorist who returns to terrorism is taking his life in his hands.
There are hopes the exchange could lead Israel to ease its economic blockade of Gaza. The blockade has raised poverty levels. Consumer goods are being smuggled through tunnels from Egypt, but so are weapons, some used later for attacks on Israel. There are also hopes the prisoner exchange will boost efforts by Western mediators to resume the stalled peace talks. But Hamas rejects the talks. Its leaders say their goal is to free all the 5,000 Palestinians still in Israeli jails. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.